Selected verses from Guru Vachaka Kovei, The Garland of Guru Sings by Sri Murugannar. Disappears in the September-October 2023 issue of the Maharshi, published by Sri Arunachala Ashram. We continue with verses from Murugannar's defining work, Guru Vachaka Kovei, containing the teachings of his guru, Sri Ramana, that appear in the first chapter titled The Reality of the World. It has been lovingly translated from the original Tamil by David Godman, Robert Butler, and Dr. T.V. Venkata Subramanian, and is available on David Godman's website. Verse 42. One's true nature is consciousness, the supreme. When the mind is extinguished in that self, the three shaktis, beginning with Iccha, which are said to exist, will completely cease, being known to be an unreal superimposition upon the perfectly pure consciousness that is one's own nature. Note, the three shaktis or powers are Iccha Shakti, the power of desiring, Jnana Shakti, the power of knowing, and Kriya Shakti, the power of doing. Verse 43. Shivam, which is consciousness, the supreme, abides as the substratum for the entire universe. Consisting of Triputis, this world picture that appears in it is a sport of the supreme power of consciousness. Like a cinema show, it is a superimposed illusion. Note, the Triputis are the groups of three elements that are essential for perceiving an external world: seer, seeing, and seen, and knower, knowing, and known. Shivam is another key word in Guru Vachaka Kovei. Shiva is the personal God, whereas Shivam is the formless consciousness of Shiva. As such, it can be equated with other synonyms for the self, such as Brahman. Verse 44. The world does not exist in the state of ultimate truth, paramartha. Its appearance, its apparently existing nature in Maya, is like the imagined appearance of a snake in a rope, a thief in a wooden post, and water in a mirage. Their essential nature is delusion. Verse 45. This world that consists of diverse moving and unmoving objects, which arise and shine in the self, is like the various ornaments that arise from gold and shine, taking gold as their basis. Just as ornaments that shine as many are, in truth, only gold in essence, the world is not separate and distinct from the self, consciousness. Verse 46. The supreme is concealed when the world is seen, and conversely, when the supreme is seen, the world disappears. Both cannot be seen distinctly as two separate entities at the same time, just as in a carved statue of a dog, the dog and the stone cannot be seen as separate entities simultaneously. Bhagavan. Just as when you see a stone carved into the form of a dog and you realize that it is only a stone, there is no dog for you. So also, if you see it only as a dog without realizing that it is a stone, there is no stone for you. If you are existent, everything is existent. If you are non-existent, there is nothing existent in this world. If it is said that there is no dog, but there is a stone, it does not mean that the dog ran away on your seeing the stone. There is a story about this. A man wanted to see the king's palace, and so started out. Now, there were two dogs carved out of stone, one on either side of the palace gateway. The man, standing at a distance, took them for real dogs and was afraid of going near them. A saint passing along that way noticed this and took the man along with him, saying, Sir, there's no need to be afraid. When the man got near enough to see clearly, he saw that there were no dogs, and what he had thought to be dogs were just stone carvings. In the same way, if you see the world, the self will not be visible. If you see the self, the world will not be visible. A good teacher, guru, is like that saint. Verse 47. The world that veils the self through names and forms and appears to be real is only a dream-like appearance. If instead that very same world gets veiled by the self and appears as consciousness alone, then, as the self, it too is real.